way I put it together. In my head, flashing images, dancing, random order to form a storyline. A portrait of hope, a Polaroid of moments in time. When the sun shines brilliantly upon me, I stand back and meditate calmly. Clearly hear my calling, but more often than not it feels disconnected. That's when I'm stalling, frozen, confused, broken and abused with open wounds. For my enemies to stick their fingers in, don't touch me. When peace is a luxury, how can I live comfortably when all I see is chaos in front of me? Go against the grain, cause I wanna be free, but freedom is a deception when you're running all the time. Just stand and be still, it's a thrill to trust in God's will when you're climbing uphill until you finally arrive, finally arrive, finally arrive, finally arrive. And I never felt closer, never felt so far. Never realized the distance between us, but he closed the gap. So perhaps the more that I know, the more curious I get. Wake up in a cold sweat like I'm not there yet. The valley is so treacherous, and how will I survive if he doesn't guide my steps? Cause I'm blind and deaf, it's so hard to accept. I wanna be the hero, but it's not my role. And it feels like such a long road, but what can I compare it to? Looking at my life with such a narrow view, he watches over sparrows to protect me from the arrows thrown at me. With fire on the edge of it, remembering the messages. My memory is temporary when I'm tested. He throws clues in my direction, but I never catch it. With every failure, there's another lesson. I can't make it back to God without Jesus. Honest confession. Subjected to God's curse, but with eager hope, the creation looks forward to the day when it will join God's children in glorious freedom from death and decay. For we know that all creation has been groaning as in the pains of childbirth right up to this present time, and we believers also groan, even though we have the Holy Spirit within us as a foretaste of the future glory. For we long for our bodies to be released from sin and suffering. We too wait with eager hope for that day when God will give us our full rights as his adopted children, including the new bodies he has promised us. We were given this hope when we were saved.